Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Quaslin. I'm your host tonight, Kenny, and my beautiful wife, Quaslin, is on the phone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. I know it's been a while, but, hey, we're back online. We're back on the net. We actually had a family matter that we had to take care of, literally, and we made it back home safely. So, you know, we're back on the show, and we're back live, and we're looking to hear a lot from our callers on tonight. Tonight's episode is entitled Battling the In-Laws. Love and marriage come together like a horse and carriage, but it also comes along with in-laws. It is not uncommon to hear stories of feuds between spouses and in-laws. Many married couples have suffered years of arguing, disagreements, and in some cases separation due to the inability to thrive as a result of the intrusive in-laws. How can married couples find a median when in-laws become an issue? What should be done when the in-laws reject the spouse? What happens when the spouse harbors negative feelings against the in-laws? Is it possible for the husband or wife in the middle to have a healthy relationship with his or her family if the spouse is not accepted? Again, thank you for joining us on another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Quaslin. Today's date is the 10th of June, 2016, and we're going to go ahead and get started.
Hello, hello, everyone. We are having some difficulties right now with our Blog Talk, so I hope no one is trying to call in because it's giving us some problems. But anyway, if you have called in, we can't see anyone that has called in. So hopefully this will be fixed in a little bit. But we do want to go ahead and start our conversation. So what do we do when we have issues with in-laws? There are a lot of issues. There are a lot of things that could come along with this topic. But the first thing I would like to go into, babe, is when you have in-laws that try to run the marriage. When you have mother-in-laws, a father-in-laws that come in and they try to, like I said, run the marriage. And I think we probably see this more so, I could be wrong, but I know I hear a lot of stories concerning this when it comes to mothers and sons. You have some what we consider mama's boys, I guess. Not trying to be offensive or anything, but that's just the label that some people are given. And, you know, they get married, and the Bible tells, you know, the husband that he's, you know, he's to leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. But sometimes men have problems with that because they're used to having a mother that kind of controls things. She's used to being able to always have an input into her son's life and tell him what he should and should not do, how he should and should not do things, why he should and should not do things. And then the son finds a wife. And so he marries this wife who could also be strong-willed just like the mother and comes in. And then the mother is still, you know, she has a problem with letting go. She's still trying to kind of run the son, always giving her opinion about what he should not do, how he should and should not do it. And then the wife has a problem because in some cases, you know, in a lot of cases, the wife starts to feel unimportant. She feels as though she's second best. She's not, you know, she's not good enough. We also see that where sometimes the mother-in-law comes in and she makes the daughter-in-law feel as though, you know, she's she's not good enough. She doesn't measure up to the standards that the mother-in-law has set. So, babe, in your opinion, what do we do in that situation? Well, first of all, we have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and see if we can open up the line. Keisha, are you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. My girl, I had it on speakerphone and mute. I accidentally turned it off speakerphone, but had it on mute still, and it's just a lot of action going on right now. I am here, although you can tell that by now. How's everyone tonight?
We're doing good, doing good. This thing is saying we have having some technical issues, so we wanted to make sure that we could hear you. So do you have anything on our topic thus far?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Well, you make sure you come on in when you're ready now, because we want to hear what you got to say.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay, so babe, what would you say when you have that intrusive mother-in-law, that domineering mother-in-law that's used to running her son and telling him what he should not do, how he should do it, and then he marries?
You mean mother-in-law or the mother?
Well, his mother,
okay.
The mother-in-law to the wife. The mother-in-law to the wife.
Okay, got it.
So, sorry if I was confusing. Yeah, well.
Well,
the wife.
Well, that comes a time when the man has to step up and let his mom know, Mom, this is what it is. This is how it's going to be. I understand what you're saying. I comprehend what you're saying. But at the same time, I need you to understand that I'm a grown man now. I'm married. And this is how things are going to be handled. And once you let your mom know what's going on, and she realizes that, oops, my baby ain't no baby no more. He's a man. Then she eventually will back up. But sometimes it may take 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 times for you to tell her that in order for her to get it. But once it's done and once it's said, you know, hey, it's out there in the open. Mom knows how the son feels. And you know, men go through this all the time, especially when they're raised in a single-parent home. And it's you know, mom and her kids. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but most of the time, moms consider their children, even in their 40s and 50s, their babies still. That's just a mom's love. Mom is going to always consider her kids as her babies. But back to the topic at hand. Excuse me, at hand. Men tend to deal with this when they have a single-parent home, and it's just, say, boys, per se. And, you know, anytime one of her boys fall in love, mom's very, very aggressive on being the investigator / interrogator when it comes to her son. She always has that feeling and that thought of thinking that, is this girl good enough for my son? Well, the question is your son good enough for this girl? Women get bashed all the time, you know, and you know, I actually had to lay the law down and put my foot down on my mom before, you know, when it came to my spouse. And once she understood that, you know, I was a grown man, this is how I'm handling business, and that, you know, I love your mom, but this is how I'm going to handle business, then she eventually backed off. And now they have a fairly decent relationship, I would say.
Yeah, we do have a pretty good relationship now, and she loves me. She really loves me. But, you know, it did take me having to, I think, prove some things, prove myself to stay in it, but Kenny, you weren't the only one that had to say something to your mom. I also had to say something to your mom, and so I guess that's something else. You know, what if it comes down to, you know, what if the son, he said something to his mom over and over and over again, and there's still, you know, an issue. She's still not respecting the wife, not respecting the relationship. You know, she's still trying to make the decisions, you know, getting into business that really shouldn't be her business. You know, do you feel as though it is right for the wife to step in and say something on her behalf?
Yes, I do, because, you know, the wife has a voice just like the husband has a voice, or the son has a voice in this matter. So the wife should be able to step in. Now, granted, you know, there are times where, you know, most men are like, oh, you ain't going to disrespect my mama, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the spouse, the wife has to speak a little sternly to the mother-in-law because sometimes mother-in-law just is not understanding what the spouse is saying. So then she tends to try to be the dominarian figure and try to get her to back down because this is my son. You know, he's my blood. I birthed him. But that ain't how it works. You know, the Bible clearly does state that when a man finds a wife, right, he is to leave his mother and his father and cleave to his wife, which means he's going to protect his wife at all costs, even if it's against family. Now, you also have issues with extended family members. Yeah. Extended family members, you know, i.e. cousin, uncle, auntie, you know, they have issues with the spouses too. But, you know what I'm saying, if that woman has not shown herself to be what we would call immoral, or if she hasn't shown herself to be a respectable, you know, person, being, you know, she's out and she's out doing this and everything, and she's partying in the club, and then she's messing around, you know, every time Dick and Hank, then if she ain't doing that, it really ain't none of the family's business. And, you know, that's just my take on it.
Well, you actually brought up a good point, because now I want to go to the other side of that. What if she is doing some immoral things, but she's still his wife? So do you think that gives the extended family, or, you know, the in-laws or whatever, do you think that gives them the okay to be disrespectful to her because she's still the wife?
Excuse me,
oh, yeah.
Can I say something, please?
Go ahead.
No to that. Regardless to what she's doing, they still have no grounds to be disrespectful to her. Now, they can voice their concerns to him out of love, but when it comes to being disrespectful to someone else's spouse, that's highly inappropriate. Even if you disagree with the lifestyle that she is living, if the husband has a problem with that lifestyle, then that should be a conversation to be had between the husband and the wife. But the
absolutely, that's my whole point exactly. So if she's not doing anything, or even if she is doing some things like that, you know, that are immoral, then that should be brought to, you know, by the family members in love. But at the same time, they shouldn't be out disrespecting her. You know, and it should be left up to him to take care of the business and talking to his spouse. So I agree. You're absolutely right with that, because for some strange apparent reason, like I said, moms always think when it comes to the husband or when it comes to the son, their son, they always think that there's not a woman out there good enough for him. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why is that the case? You know, hey, mom, look, you're my mother. You're not my girlfriend. You're my mother. So you don't tell me who I can and can't date, especially if I'm a grown man. So, but a lot of the times, that's a underlying issue. And I had it big with, you know, when I was out dating, when I first started, you know, dating, mom thought she was going to control every relationship. And I was like, hold up, pump the brakes, mom. I love you, but if I'm in love and this is who I want to be with at the time, this is who I'm going to be with. And if you have a problem with it, then you... Sorry for you. But I have another caller on the line. Caller in again, 1-844. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Kenny, how you doing?
What it do?
Hey, man.
Nothing, chilling on this beautiful. Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Good.
We glad to be back on the air. I tell you, we miss y'all.
Yeah, I miss y'all too.
I was about to say, have you heard any other topic? And if so, do you have any comments or anything you would like to make at the moment?
I just heard a brief little bit when you was talking about how you were dating and your mom may have been interfering in some of your relationships, but that was the only thing that I heard.
Okay, right. Well, the topic we're talking about tonight is battling with in-laws, how, you know, in-laws tend to come in and they interfere with relationships, causing disagreements, and then between the spouses or, the married couple, therefore, you know, sometimes causing divorce or separation due to that spouse's inability to be able to grow onto the family. And then this in turn causes stress, drama, and things of that nature in the household. So what I was talking about merely was, you know, how boys, when they're growing up, once they become grown, you know, moms tend to interfere with the relationships and feel like there's no woman out there that's good enough for her boy or her young man. And, you know, that's the issue that I had with my mom. But, you know, I was telling her that you got to lay down the law sometimes and not be disrespectful to your mom, but at the same time, tell your mom how it is. And then, if wifey has to come in and say something, then wifey should be able to come in and state her point and state her case in view about the situation and not necessarily be disrespectful, but there are times where she's going to have to be stern. But then sometimes she might just get disrespected, so it might happen in return.
Right. Early in my marriage, I experienced between, you know, my mom and, you know, just me telling my mom things and her interjecting her opinion. So the one thing that I did learn was to keep my mom out of my business regardless of what was going on. But,
right.
You know, I you know, and it's worked out quite well. So, they're like, it's hard, you know, because I have a son. I don't think, well, right now, you know, because he's not really seriously dating, I'm just like any girl that wants him. You know, I hope that I trained him up right so she don't talk bad about me.
Your mama didn't raise you right.
Yeah, because I don't want her to be like, dang, Miss Jade, every time I turn around, I got to pick this boy's clothes up off the floor. You know, I don't want to, I tried, you know. So my thing is, I don't want to interfere in the relationship, because if she take him off my hands, then I'll be good.
That's right. I'm with you, Miss. And you know what? I be saying all the time when Jeremiah be right here having his room looking like a pigsty and I'm going off because you're not going to live like that. I'm going to make sure I tell your wife I trained you better.
I set the example now. When he turned 18 and moved out, or, you know, 21 or whatever, whenever you're deciding about. But whatever he does after that, that's what he does. I did not teach him that, so I apologize. But now you stuck with it. Good luck.
I know that's right. Well, Mitch, we want you to make sure that you chime in on this topic. We want to hear some more from you. You know, your line is open. Don't be quiet.
All right, I won't.
All right. We have another caller on the line. Caller ending in 0135. Do you have anything to say on the topic, or did you just call to listen in?
Well, I just actually got on to what was the topic. Oh, by the way, this is Keto, everybody. Hello.
Hey, Keto! How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm definitely doing well.
He was so loud. Sorry about that.
My brother.
Well, we're talking about battling the in-laws, Keto. That's what we're talking about. You know, when you get married and there is strife between a spouse and the in-laws. You know, when the in-laws don't want to accept the spouse or, you know, and it's but we had started off talking about mama's boys because, you know, we see that a lot, as they call them, you know, where the moms are, they can't let go of their sons. So even when they get married, they still want to control the relationship and, you know, tell them what they should and should not do. And, you know, and then the wife has an issue with that. So that's what we were talking about, the sons having to stand up to mom or the wife having to come in and stand up to mom. And so if you have anything to say on that, you know, feel free. If you just want to continue to listen in for a little while and then come back and say something later, you know, your line will be open. So it's completely up to you.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, now that the next question that we have is, how can married couples find a happy medium when the in-laws are presenting an issue? We're talking all in-laws. We talking auntie, uncle, cousin, sister, brother, nephew, niece, you name it. We talking all. So when they presenting the issue with you, what? How do you handle that situation? Anybody got anything on that question?
Well, pretty much for me, if you're not my child, if you're not my child's grandparent, then you're pretty much already taken out of the equation. That way, that will eliminate. That will. I mean, I'm not even lying. I'm being dead serious. That will eliminate 95% of your issue. So that cuts out, you know, 50 people. It brings it down to 4 that you have to deal with. You know, that's in a family where all 4 grandparents are alive. You know, now, like prime example in my family. You know, my children, they have their grandmother, their grandmother's boyfriend, and my dad. You know, that's it. And then my dad, he doesn't really voice his opinion. He just drops off money whenever we go into town, and that's it. So, you know, it's essentially just her mom, and that's easy. But my suggestion, yeah, you just cut out everybody that's not a grandparent. That way, you know, you don't have to deal with 15 people trying to tell you 17 different things.
That's true. And we do have a lot of – we see that a lot because, you know, for some reason – people always have an opinion on what you should do, how you should handle things in your family, how your spouse should be, or you know how you guys should raise your kids. So there's always something that somebody has to say. That was great, Keto.
That was awesome, Keto. Now I'm looking at the matter of you having family members. You know, you stay local. Sometimes it's either the husband or the wife that's like, look, we got to move out of town because they all in our business. They get on my nerves, you know what I'm saying? And then somebody ready to get an eye punched in, you know? So what do we do, you know, when you have those in-laws, right, that are constantly coming and nagging and nagging and nagging you about, you know, stupidity? All right, because some people get that, I got to get away, you know. Do you all feel that it's a good idea for you to remain locally or and keep people out of your business or get away?
Well, I have an opinion on that. Oh, go ahead, Keisha.
Yeah. Go
ahead. No, you got it. Go ahead. Okay, then you go after me. I think it just depends on, you know, the structure of the family. And it also depends on the couple. You have some couples, they can stay locally, and, you know, they come together and they know how to, I guess, protect their family and kind of shield their marriage from all of that. But then you have some couples where they can't. So I don't think you necessarily have to move away. I think in some cases that is the better thing to do. I think it depends on the circumstances.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion. Go ahead, Keisha.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that just a little bit because I'm not leaving my home. I'm not leaving my home because we have some nosy relatives that cannot mind their business. What I feel like I would do in that situation is just put my foot down and be like, listen, either you're going to stay out my business or you just, either you're going to stay out voluntarily or you're going to stay out involuntarily, because when I stop talking to you, then you will get the picture that you just need to mind your own business. This is my house, and what goes on in my house is my business. And you don't have to like it, but it is my house, and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And I'm just not going to move. I'm not going to be willing. That's not anything that I would be willing to do just because we have people who don't know how to stay in their place.
Absolutely. And you know, this is always the relatives that ain't never been married trying to tell you how to run your marriage. Aggravate. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you on that. I ain't moving unless me and my wife, you know, decide together. Hey, honey, I think it's time for a new change, a new time of scenery. Yeah, I mean, you know, those are uncompromising circumstances right there.
Right, and see, Keisha, in your situation, I could definitely see you saying, you know, no, I'm not going to do it. However, there are some people that have, I guess, an issue with taking that stand because everybody does not have, you know, as strong of a personality as you know, everybody's not as strong as you. So it just, I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on the circumstances. We know that it's, you know, you can have a great relationship and live locally. We see people do it all the time. You know, it's just, it is, I think, like I said, it depends on the circumstance. And then we do have to just remember that when we are a couple, we have to come together. And that's, like you said, either voluntarily or involuntarily, like Keto said, you know, everybody else, look, if you're not a grandparent, what you say pretty much doesn't matter. And I think sometimes we get caught up in trying to please everybody. And I think that's where the problem comes in it, because we want to make everybody happy with our decisions. We want people to look at our relationships and look at our families and to think, you know, to be okay with what's going on with our relationships and with our families and with the decisions that we're making. But I think we have to come, you know, we have to come to a point where we have to be okay with, you know, well, this is a decision that Kenny and I are making, whether you agree with it or not, you know. So what do you think about that, babe?
I agree. It's a decision you made. And then what I can't stand is this cliche that family members use all the time when they're trying to get in your business. Girl, if that were me, I would do such and such. Well, that's why you're you and I'm me. I'm going to handle it my way, and you handle it your way. And if currently, right now, if you look at things, you look at the demographics of things, you want to tell them, I'm the one married, and you're not, you know. And sometimes you have those couples that are married, and then they'll try to tell you, hey, you have something that mean well for you. They want the best for you, and you know genuinely know who those people are. But then you have those, some family members literally just get jealous, and they just get jealous because they see you doing well and they ain't doing well, and then first thing they want to do is try to cause strife, because you know misery does love company.
We even had an issue to come up when we, after we had adopted Jeremiah, and then there was a family member that had something to say, you know, concerning our decision. And even when we were trying to, you know, when we were in Colorado and we were thinking of, we tried to adopt again, and there was a family member that had something to say about that. But what he failed to realize is that we had made our decision and we were not going to budge on what we had decided on doing. And, you know, even though everything fell through, it wasn't because of what anybody said. It was just the circumstances. And so we didn't get an opportunity to adopt again when we were in Colorado. But, you know, sometimes family members, you know, sometimes they feel like they can say whatever they feel. And we have to understand that we can't always say whatever we feel to somebody. And then if we do say something to somebody, there's a way to say anything. You can't just come off, you know, on somebody just trying to tell them, I know what's best for you. You know, when you're talking to grown people, these are grown people. This is a married couple. They have their own family. They're paying their own bills, you know, and so we have to be very careful about that.
Agreed. You definitely have to be careful. Now, you know, sometimes for whatever reason, you know, you might wind up marrying that high school sweetheart, you know, and, you know, she may have done some things. We all have done some things when we were younger, but she's older now, and sometimes the family members don't want to let that go, or they may have had some beef with you know, your spouse, whether it's your husband or your wife while they were growing up, and then now they still had the same beef. Then you caught in the catch-22, because, you know, most people like, you know, blood thicker than water. You know, scientifically, yeah, blood is thicker than water. But right now, this is my wife or this is my husband. To the ladies, you're saying that, and you're thinking, look, I love my family, and I want my family to know that I love them. But at the same time, I want my family to know that you're not going to disrespect my spouse.
Right. And I think that's like you said, we use that a lot. Blood is thicker than water, and sometimes that is, you know, it becomes an issue. That statement can become an issue. It can cause problems because the person is thinking, well, you know, even when you go home, my mama's going to still be my mama, which is true. That's true. We know that there are marriages that, you know, sometimes don't survive, you know, for whatever reason. But when you're in the marriage and you're married, And that's what it is. And so, and also for our listeners out there, if we have any listeners, you know, and you're desiring to get married, I do, you know, I would like to say this. When you do get married, don't tell your family everything that goes on in your house.
Amen.
Do not include them in every argument. You know, every time your spouse does something, don't put them in it, because what's going to happen is you are going to forgive that person and you're going to move on. They, on the other hand, are not going to forget it. And so then there's strife and, you know, animosity and things that build up. So do not tell everybody everything that goes on in your relationship.
I just wanted to say really quickly that when people tell you blood is thicker than water, that is biologically true. However, God's word trumps everything, blood and water.
That's
so,
right.
When God says you become one with your spouse, that is what you become. And so everybody else is not a part of that one.
All right, Keisha, I never thought about it like that. Girl, you just gave me a quote for Heart to Inspire. That's right. God's word covers that. His word is thicker than anything. Thicker than anything. And so that's, you know, that's right. We do become one with our spouse. And it's unfortunate that a lot of relationships, a lot of marriages, a lot of our marriages have broken up because of that third, that third party that's not God, that third human person that's involved, you know, as far as in-laws are concerned, that third person that's coming in, whether it's, you know, a parent. Sometimes we have issues with sisters, we have issues with brothers. I've even heard cases where, you know, the siblings are jealous because their siblings got married. And so then they can't stand the new wife or the new husband because they feel as though, you know, they're taking them away. And so even in that, you know, you handle that gently. You let them know, hey, they're not taking me away. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we are setting boundaries. We are setting boundaries. When it comes to raising our kids, I know that's something that a lot of us deal with. You know, people always have something to say, well, you shouldn't do this, well, you shouldn't do that, or, you know, different things. And it's just like, well, what worked for you may not work for me, mom, dad, you know, auntie. I understand that worked for you, but that may not work for me. You know, all the way down to what you should give your child when they sick. Well, when we were growing up, you know, and some of that stuff be working. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, but just respecting that. Hey, I'm not going to do that. That's not what we're gonna do. We're going to do this.
Agreed. So callers that are on the line tonight, is it possible for a husband or wife in the middle to have a healthy relationship with his or her family if their spouse is not accepted?
I think so. As long as some boundaries are set and, you know, I think it's important that you just kind of set some boundaries. If the family doesn't like the spouse, then that's okay. They're not required to like them. But I think as the husband or as the wife, you should demand respect for your spouse. Like, look, you don't have to like them. As long as you respect them, we're in a good place.
Right. That's right. That's right. I completely agree with that. Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, pretty much it's like, you know, once I made the decision to marry my wife, she became my family. So it didn't matter what, you know, the people who were family by blood, it didn't matter what they had to say or not. You know, I made the decision, and it was something that I was going to do because I was in love with this woman. And so I decided I'm going to get married, and at that point, I'm willing to accept the fact that, hey, your family may hate this woman's guts, you know, and I was ready to accept that. I didn't care, you know, and to be honest with you, like, I still really don't. You know, like somebody could come up to me tomorrow and say, you know what, I don't like your wife. You know what, you don't have to come visit. See you back.
Mm-hmm.
Not
right.
You know, it's, you know, that's just how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I completely agree. I agree with both of you. And I do think it is possible to, you know, to still have a relationship with both, I guess, to a certain extent. I don't know, because then I think about things like when you are in a place and you have, your families are very close and you have Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas dinners and, you know, the mom, you know, mom is saying, well, I want you to come over, but then she don't want your wife to come over. Well, if you don't want my wife to come over, I'm not coming. If she comes, you better, you know, like we said, respect her. Because, like you said, Keto, it doesn't matter about everything else. This is my spouse. We are married, and we are one. We are building our family, and now these are, you know, we're building the roots for our children now. I understand you all are, you know, our roots, but we are setting the foundation. We are the roots for our family, you know, for generations to come. And I think, you know, we just have to keep that in mind.
And by no means necessary, am I saying that you allow for family members to use you as a welcome mat and just walk all over you. You know, you can love them from afar. You can have a relationship from afar. You know, fortunately, you know, my family, my situation with, you know, my wife and my kids, my family that's back home in GA, you know, most of them don't really deal with me and associate with me anyway, so it's really not a big issue. They say their little slick slide comments here and there, you know. However, they don't have nothing to do with what goes on in my house, because what goes on in my house is me and my wife's business. And they ain't paying no bills, they ain't sending no money. Even down to the fact that when, you know, I just went home here not too long ago because we had a family matter. My grandmother passed away. God rest her soul. My grandmother passed away, and when I got there, you know, people had things to say. You know, I got the little slick comments and whispers here and there, but, you know, I didn't care. They don't run nothing here. My family and I came in here. We got here when we were supposed to. We came and paid our respects, and we left when we were supposed to. So that's just, it is what it is. Regardless of what they say, you're right, Keto, you're right, Keisha. Regardless of what other people say, they shouldn't have a last say or a final say when it comes to you and your spouse.
That's right. And these are just some of the things that happens when there is a battle between the spouses and the in-laws. Confusion, a whole lot of confusion, unnecessary confusion. Sometimes, you know, and we have to keep that in mind, too. When in-laws, they come in and they strike up confusion, then you're dealing with the confusion at your house, and they over there chilling in peace. Yep. Like, and you know, you're fussing and arguing and you know, like if it's mother-in-law or father-in-law, and they don't like, you know, they don't like the son's wife or the wife's, I mean, or the daughter's husband, you know, and then they end up coming in, and you get a divorce, but they're still married. They're still married. Mom and daddy's still married, and you're divorced. So, you know, it's a whole lot of confusion, excessive arguments. You know, we argue enough as married couples, you know, trying to come together and do this thing right and get to know each other and be in the right roles. We have enough arguments and distractions. We don't need nothing from outside. Sometimes feelings of isolation. You know, you have the one that feels like they're in the middle. I can imagine that Kenny probably felt like that at one point when we first got married, and his mom nor his dad liked me. But, you know, felt like you just feel in the middle. Well, I'm trying to please this one, and I'm trying to please this one. You know, it's just a lot. And some people even go through a depression because they feel in the middle and they don't know how to deal with everything that comes along.
Prime example of confusion. Wife has a job. She has a male coworker that she works with, because there's not too many female coworkers that work in there, and her car broke down. Husband is at work. Husband gets a phone call. Man, your wife was in the car with another dude today. But you already didn't work this thing out to where this guy's giving your wife a ride, you know, or y'all commuting, or they're commuting, or it's, you know, multiple people commuting is, you know, two ladies, two men, multiple people commuting, but then your cousins and family members call in trying to start up some mess, some drama, basically what it is. That's one confusion. And we already know top three things we argue about as married couples anyway is finances, sex, and kids. Finances, sex, and kids. That's enough to argue about right there, right? But family members will come in and try to add on to your plate. I don't need you putting nothing extra on my plate because me and my wife, we doing good. We handling our business. Leave us be.
That's true. And in those situations, you know, not out of the confusion, but just when you're in the battling, you know, like I said, you have the one that has the in-law, you know, it's confusion, arguments, feelings of isolation, depression. Then you have cases where the other spouse may feel betrayed. If, you know, there's a situation where a husband, you know, if Kenny's mom were to ever come at me the wrong way, as people say, sideways, whatever they say, and he just said, well, it'll be okay. That's just how she is. Don't worry about it. That's just how she is. And I feel like he should take up for me. Then I'm going to feel betrayed. You know, what about me? I understand that you're saying that's how she is, but what about my feelings? And so we have to make sure that we recognize and remember that although mama and daddy have feelings, you know, spouses have feelings too. You don't want to make your spouse feel unimportant. You know, like, well, I got my mama, so whatever, you'll be all right. You don't want to make them feel like that. You don't want to make them feel like they're an outsider or excluded from anything.
Absolutely.
Okay. Also, there are some situations where the in-laws would prefer a former spouse, girlfriend, or boyfriend over the present one. And I think we've pretty much covered that with everything that has been said. You guys have said it don't matter. I don't care what you think. You better respect them because I will leave you in the wind, and that's just how that goes. You have some situations where they will, team up with the ex to try to cause issues and division. And so that's why it's important that we have to make sure we communicate as a couple. We have to always communicate how we feel to one another, communicate things that have bothered us. You know, there used to be a time there were just certain things I wouldn't say to Kenny concerning his family. Now, well, I just leave that alone. If I feel it, I'm going to say it, respectfully, but I'm going to say it because we have to make sure that we communicate. Without communication, we are leaving room for the enemy. And when I say the enemy, I mean the devil. We are leaving room for the enemy who's coming to steal and destroy our marriages anyway. He wants to ruin our homes. That's his primary goal. And guess what? We're helping him to do a good job at it. So that's the purpose of us starting this show. We want to save our families. We want to fight for our families. And part of that is making sure that we communicate. Communicate, because when we communicate, it's less likely that anybody from the outside will be able to come in and cause a disturbance on the inside.
True indeed. And I'm just grateful to be able to sit down tonight and, you know, and talk with the callers on tonight about this topic, because it happens so much, you know, in families across the world. That, you know, a lot of marriages have ended early when they shouldn't have even ended in the beginning, you know, because of, you know, man not taking care of husband and wife not taking care of husband. And these marriages ended, you know, and then now there's beef and strife against, you know, ex-husband or ex-wife when it shouldn't be. You know, granted, there are going to be some times where family members are going to say some stuff, and it's going to be spot on. It's going to be legit. You know, but you still have to give that person an opportunity to work it out with his or her spouse. You know, and then if they don't, then that's just your cue to just exit stage left. You know, you just got to leave it be. And then if things go sour or things go south in that relationship, you don't need to be the one out there woofing, "I told you so, I told you, blah, blah, blah." But sometimes you just got to let them be. We all going to experience hurt in all shapes, forms, and fashions. We are. right, but it's still up to us to make sure that we're allowing for, you know, these couples to have as healthy as a relationship as they possibly can have. Now, are there marriages that are already ended in the beginning? Yeah, it is. It is. They go into that thing already looking at divorce. Whereas, you know, there are a lot of marriages that, and there's no perfect marriage out there. There's no marriage out there where, you know, like the Claire Huxtable and the Carl Winslow relationship where, you know, a husband and a wife never argue. Me and my wife just argued last night. I mean, it just is what it is. You know, things like that are going to happen. But argument doesn't necessarily mean that we're arguing to the point of where there's a serious issue. It could just be something simple as, man, I chose what to eat last night. You need to choose tonight. And then, I mean, anything. But back to the families and the in-laws. In-laws there are good in-laws out there, and there are in-laws that are not so good out there when it comes to your relationship. You just have to determine the difference between the two.
That is so true. And also, you know, if we have any listeners that, again, you know, you're wanting to get married, know this, you do not have to go in trying. This is something that I really want our young ladies to get, young men too, but I'm definitely talking to the young ladies. You do not have to go into the marriage trying to live up to mama's standards as far as, and when I say that, I mean, you know, when he's like, oh, can't nobody cook macaroni like my mama. Can't nobody, you know, do this. Well, my mama didn't do it that way. Because we also see situations like that where, you know, you have the wives, these new wives, they're going into this relationship, and they are trying to live up to the standard of what mama did. Well, you're not mama. You wife. You know what I'm saying? I can't do this like your mama. I might not do this like your mama did. Your mama might cook 7 days. Well, I don't cook 7 days a week. That's not what Kwajalein's going to do. Not about to do it. That'd be good to get 4 days out of me. Four days is good. But, you know, it's just different things that we have, you know, that may come along in the relationship. And it causes unnecessary strife. Unnecessary arguments, you know, just a lot of unnecessary stuff. Also, let's make sure we're not spending more time with our, you know, extended family than our immediate family, because when we get married, that becomes our immediate family. Let's make sure we're not spending more time with other folks than we are with our spouses and our children, because we see that a lot too. Now, cases where the parents are sick and that kind of thing, you know, that's different. That's different. But just, I'm with my mom all the time. I know people who will probably never have a successful marriage because of the relationship that they have with their mother and their father, because nobody ever measure up, and the mother and father, they're never going to just, you know, have a mother and father out of the business. It's never going to happen. The relationship with their mother and father is overrides everything, and they'll be okay. Just, you know, the marriage is not going to work. I've seen marriages be destroyed because of, you know, in-laws. I've seen that. Does anybody have anything else to say? Nobody? You got anybody?
Well, yes, absolutely. When it comes to the in-laws, again, you know, you speak with them. You let them know how you feel, you know. But then there's going to be time. You're going to have those in-laws that are going to understand what you're saying, and they're going to back off. And you're going to have those in-laws that are going to still beef and get mad because they either A, jealous, or they B, they don't want to see you happy, and they don't like it. You know, we go home all the time, and, you know, I have on one hand a selected few of people that I go to see regularly when I come home. Normally what happens is when I first started going home, when I had joined active duty, I was sending, you know, messages and letting family members know, hey, I'll be in town from this time to this time. Family members won't even drive 15 minutes to come see me, but they want me to drive all over my hometown to come see them. And then when they come, you coming by yourself, right? No, if I come, my family come. You get the total package. And if you can't deal with that, then you can't deal with me. That's just simple, cut and dry, flat out how it is. Now, you know, we also have to deal with the fact of when I go home, most of the time, family members are not even interested in talking anyway. They just do their own thing and they leave me be and I leave them be. So I mean, I'm used to that. Some even have asked, "Hey, when you get out of the military, you moving close to home?" No, for what? I mean, you ain't been talking to me and dealing with me all these years. Why now? But we have a caller on the air. Caller ending in 4620.
Good evening. I'm sorry I got on so late. I forgot to get on the call.
Oh, no. Oh, it's all good. How you doing, Miss Faye?
So I hope everybody's well, and I'm sorry for your loss. I heard y'all was in Mason, Georgia.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about in-laws, Faye, you know, in-laws that, I guess, intrusive meddling in-laws is what we are discussing on tonight. And I also wanted to say something, you know, like again, to everyone that's, you know, preparing to get married, or even if you are married. And now I guess I focus on the mama's boys, but let me talk about also the daddy's girls. You know that your husband is not going to be your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get married, he's your husband. He may not do everything that daddy did, but he's your husband. When we get married, we have to understand that there are sometimes we have to pull away. Even if you're going through a financial struggle, you know, this was something that I did when we first got married because I didn't know any better. We first got married and we were going through a financial struggle, and I was like, I'm just going to go ask my dad for the money, and I didn't talk to my husband. And I went and I asked my dad for the money. But I didn't know that I was making my husband feel like less of a man. That never crossed my mind because I was used to being able to go and ask my daddy, you know. And so I had to learn after talking to Kenny. He told me how that made him feel, because we got married, and I think Kenny was 22, I was 25. And after he told me how that made him feel, me just going, you know, I just go ask my daddy, and I go ask my daddy, you know, That wasn't the thing to do. And so I even encourage, you know, just realize that your husband is your husband, not your dad. That's who he is. And then for those of us, because, you know, some of us, we are at the age, you know, where we could, well, not our, my children wouldn't be that. Oh, well, yeah, it could be if we had children, you know, younger, like, you know, you, Mish, and Keto. You know, when Kenny and I get there, you, Faye, and one day you know, Keisha, when we get there and our kids do get married, I think we have to also keep in mind that although we may want to be that savior, because, you know, those are our kids, so we may want to be that savior, sometimes we might just have to say, hey, you got to go. That's between you and your husband. That's between you and your wife. And so you guys need to just to deal with that. So, you know, I think that's something else that some parents do, some parents don't, but I think that would keep down some things. Faye, did you have anything to say on the topic? I know you just joined, but did you have anything to say before we get ready to close everything down?
Excellent. I think and I believe in what you're speaking on. I remember when I was married, and I remember some news got back to my father. And my father asked me why I never told him the situation that was going on with me and my ex-husband. And I told my father, because I could remember my mom always saying that she would never get into her children's business. So I just kept that with me. So I just told my father that I made my bed and I had to lie in it. And when I was able to get out of it, I would get out of it. And I said, that's just what I did. I said, I just didn't want to bother you guys with my problem, you know, not wanting to say it really wasn't none of your business, you know. But that's what it was. And, you know, I just do believe in that. I do.
Yep, that's right. If it happens in the home, you know, our home, we have to handle it, you know, handle it. Not that we haven't, and I haven't gotten counseling from my mom, because we have, you know, but my mama, I feel like she take Kenny's side, but that's just me. But one thing I can say, she's never tried to at all come in and, you know, just destroy our relationship. She's been one of our major, yeah, she's been the one been in our corner. I can say that. Even times when I wanted to leave, she was like, no, and, you know, so I thank God for that. So we do, we have to protect that. That's the main thing. You know, we have to protect our families. We have to protect our immediate families, our spouses, our children. We have to protect and shelter our families. So before we end, first of all, I want to thank everybody. Does anybody else have anything to say before we move on? Nobody? Okay. We want to thank you all for taking out, you know, tonight. It has been great being back. We are about to expand some things. We're going to start going live on Periscope. So for those of you who don't have a Periscope account, sign up, get one. We're going to go live on Periscope. We're going to start doing some late night chats with Kenny and Kwajalein. We're going to be doing some advice, you know, as best as we can. People questions, kind of doing like an advice column type thing. So we, you know, we're trying to expand. So we ask that you tell people about the show, share the link so they can listen if it's something you feel like, you know, would benefit anybody. You know, we ask that you guys just kind of help us to get out there, because we really are just trying to, you know, to help save our families. We are. Now, I have a riddle that I'm going to leave with you guys to see if anybody has the answer. Okay, so here it is. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? A, grandmother.
Grandmother.
B, C, daughter. D, granddaughter, or E, I am Teresa.
B, daughter.
Well, my husband and I, we don't have the answer, y'all. But my husband and I are disagreeing on it. He says it's, who you said it is? He says Teresa. But how can it be Teresa? I don't understand how, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? I don't know. I'm going to post it on the page, y'all. Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I'm going to post it on there. So
you just going to leave us in suspense?
Yes.
You're not
going to
tell us?
Oh, you're not going to answer?
We don't know the answer.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, Kenny
wow.
And I disagree. I'm going to post it. If y'all find the answer, y'all let me know. Thank y'all again for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything you had to say. Keto, it was great to have you on, and we hope that you will join us again.
Yes, sir.
So I'll be back. I'll definitely be back.
Great.
It was good to have some adult conversation outside of work and my wife, you know. So, yeah, I'll definitely be calling back in.
Please, it's good to have another man on the line too. Said a call sometimes, and my brother calls sometimes. So it's always good to have another man on the line.
Sometimes I'll be lonely out here, bro.
You guys have a great weekend. We love y'all.
Love y'all.
Thank you. Do the same thing.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.